to some ass-kicking shiznit.
Null Soft Shoutcast.
Hello?
This is Betty.
Hello? Hello?
This is Betty.
Hello?
This is
Betty. Hello? Hello? This is Betty.
It's 420. Grab your bongs, bitches.
Hello? This is Betty.
Grab your bongs, bitches.
Hello? This is Betty.
Are you still waiting?
It's 420.
Are you still waiting?
Grab your bongs, bitches.
Or later.
Hello? This is Betty.
And this is Betty.
Hello? This is Betty.
It's Betty again. Are you still waiting?
The show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Jive.
Oh, lordy, 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 lordy. It's Jive Radio.
Oh, my goodness. Someone's all excited. Hey, everyone. This is Anthony live from our temporary Studio A near Midway.
Hey, everybody, it's Joe in the live, or is it Memorex? But not really. Studio. Studio B.
Penelope Petunias.
Wiki, wiki, wick, whack. Betty here. I am your premium lovable artificial personality unit. Yay. This is episode 309 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Monday, April 14th, 2025. Find us on iTunes, the Apple Podcasts app, Spotify, Radio for All, and of course, Shyampa Radio. Visit www.shyampa.org. That's CHIAMPA.ORG. When you're there, just scroll on down to the Joe and Anthony Show RSS feed. You'll find the four latest shows there. Clicky clicky on one of them and enjoy the show. Subscribe, add, like, favorite. Just do it now, damn it. All right, let's get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, Joe. Take it away, Anthony. Betty, Betty, Betty out.
Well, thank you, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
My button's a little,
Is it sticky?
If I play with it, it like sometimes I lose like one channel on the stereo mix, which is kind of interesting. So, anyway, I might have to lubricate it.
Uh-oh.
I have to find my slide grease somewhere around here. I think I actually packed it. I don't think it's in the storage unit. I hope it's not. Yeah, because I thought I might need it, so I didn't put it in the storage unit. It's got to have a way in. Anyway, so...
Are you enjoying some time off?
I am enjoying... I've started my first day of a week vacation, and it's a staycation. Seriously, I'm not doing anything exciting. The most exciting thing I'm going to do is I'm going to get my real ID, and I'm going to go get my passport taken care of. That's
it. You should document the real ID process.
No. Thank you.
Could have an exclusive.
The DMV is often a hostile guest.
Video experience.
They would be a hostile guest. If we did a recording, if we documented my experience at the DMV, we would have to probably classify them as a hostile guest, and I probably would not complete the process that I went there to do. So, I will just tell you about it the next time we have a show, which may
Yay.
Be in 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, who knows? We're kind of all over the place, but that's okay. We're going to at least try to give you regular shows.
Right?
So, it's what happens. So, yeah. So, that's that. But, other than that, I'm going to just try to enjoy. The weather's beautiful. We got together today.
We sure did.
We were just talking off air a little bit. And my husband asked what we had done today, and I was like, well, we went to go get some focaccia.
Yes.
And we went back to his apartment, and we smoked weed.
Smoking weed.
I got there, we smoked weed. I actually smoked weed before we went to the Italian place, and then we smoked weed when we got back a couple of times, and
I did.
Yeah, and then I got on the train, and I came home. So,
and you're smoking more weed again?
Yeah, I'm smoking more weed, but you know what? It was actually a fun, relaxing afternoon. It was great to just hang out and just chit-chat and talk and all that bullshit.
Yes.
Because, you know, we'd always don't, you know, even though we do it on Monday nights, it's always rushed. Because, you know, you have a time where you need to get going, and then I have a time where I've already been working all day, so I'm kind of
tired.
So sometimes I always don't get into the conversation. So, like, we met up this morning, and it was great. I wasn't tired. And anyway, so hold on to your 401ks. They're going on a bumpy ride.
Oh, yeah. Well, today was a good day, to be
honest.
Was
it a good day? I actually didn't look.
Today, I recovered everything. I am now recovered everything.
Okay, well, that's good to hear, actually.
For today. We don't know what tomorrow brings.
It's a bit of a roller coaster ride. So when I wrote this, it was a few days ago when it was a lot uglier.
Yeah, it was so volatile.
So let's hope things go somewhere and not too bad. I'm smoking something.
Is that the name of it?
No, I think it's... It's either Banana Daddy or it is something else. We'll just go with Banana Daddy
now. It's not Gas Station Fusion or something?
No, it is. I did buy some Gas Station Sushi over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Gas Station Fusion Sushi. There you go.
My name is Chip Skipper.
Chip Skipper.
And I'm a host on the TV.
You're a host on the TV show with no pictures. You're a host on the pictureless TV show. That's how it's going, Joe. Anyway, I even lost. Oh, so the Gas Station Sushi apparently is a very popular strain. Whenever I get it from Ascend, everybody, from the lady that checks you in, because, you know, she sees your order, they see your order. And then they're always like, oh, look, you got Gas Station Sushi. That's an awesome choice. And then when you get back to the dispensary and the bud tender, like, starts ringing you up and looking, oh, you got Gas Station Sushi. That's a good one. So do you know, you should buy some Gas Station Sushi.
I'm going to try.
You should try it. I think you might like it.
I
think you like it. If you don't like it, I'll take the rest of it from you.
Okay.
You can give me the rest of it.
I'm thinking if I can get it in a one hitter or not a one hitter, a single.
They might make it in single ingestible smokable formats.
Yeah.
Single serving formats. So, good. What's up with you, Mr. Joe?
Well, did you do your taxes?
I did do my taxes.
Okay.
We don't want to talk about how much I owe the state of Illinois.
We'll just keep going. I have yet to do my taxes, so I have today, the rest of today, after tonight, after the show, or I can do it tomorrow, and then after that I got to file for an extension, but, you know, it's kind of funny, I'm just sort of like, eh. You know?
Yeah.
In a way, I'm just like, eh. But I will do them.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the biggest thing is, I mean, we've talked about this earlier, but it sounds like you're kind of all over the place. I'm like, if you typically get a refund, then it's not like you're cheating the government out of any money. You didn't file your taxes. You get a penalty for that. But it's not like you owe them like $2,500 or something, because they'll be like, hi, Joe. Joe, we know you owe us money. As RuPaul always says, pay your damn taxes. Always pay your damn taxes.
Did she say that?
Yes, RuPaul always says that. RuPaul always says that. Pay your damn taxes.
Well, it's okay. Yeah,
I have a feeling RuPaul has learned that lesson as well somewhere.
So yeah, as Anthony was saying, he visited Grand Old Stage B.
Stage B. Did we mention we've been smoking weed all day today?
And I am currently smoking Mac 1, which has been my go-to. But since I've putting it into that the joint format, wow, that was something else.
That joint format.
Yeah. Because I started working on other things not related to the show when I started smoking some more. And I'm like, wow. So, Anthony, do we have any voicemails?
No, we do not. This is your joint.
Darn.
This is your Mac one when you joint it up.
Okay, well, guess what, folks? Our chat room is open at cheyempa.org.
It is.
And our phone lines are ready right now. Give us a call at 813-327-8566 on your celery phone or that brand-new pearl-white slimline push-button digital telephone with automatic last number redialed to the Chinese place you called yesterday. You just picked up at the AT&T store, too. Okay, Anthony, what you got for us?
You know, I got some Chinese food the other day.
Yeah?
And I'm a little disappointed in my normal Chinese restaurant because it's, well, I hadn't eaten there in a while because they're the place that I ended up getting some discomfort from,
I guess,
easy to say. I think it was the drink that they served me. I think that made me sick. I don't know if it was the alcohol or what. But I didn't go to them for a while, like a few months. And then I stopped by the other night to get something simple, some pork fried rice,
and some egg rolls.
I mean, you can't go wrong with pork fried rice and egg rolls.
I shouldn't have said it that way.
You should not have said it that way. That's a very bad joke. So, pork fried rice and egg rolls. And I don't know. The egg rolls were okay. Not like I remember them. And I don't know, the pork fried rice was kind of bland, and I was
a little sad.
Yeah, so I'm like, oh no, I hope this place isn't going to crap, because it was my favorite Chinese restaurant. But we'll see, we'll give it another try, we'll give it like a week or two, and I'll give it another try and get some fried rice and see what happens. So, anyway, since we were talking about Chinese food, we're going to talk about some weed now. This first one comes from we're also going to talk about how Joe's gaseous problems. MJ Biz Daily. Nearly 90 days have passed since the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration's Chief Administrative Law Judge, Mulrooney II, halted the formal process to reclassify marijuana from Schedule 1 to Schedule 3 of the Controlled Substance Act. In that time, marijuana rescheduling supporters' interludically appeal hasn't advanced under DEA's acting administrator, Derek Maltz, according to a joint statement presented to Mulrooney on April 10th. The cannabis industry has pinned its hopes on Trump, who endorsed moving marijuana to Schedule 3 in September, but hasn't touched the issue since. Why am I not surprised? And Congress hasn't yet scheduled nomination hearings for Trump's choice to lead the DEA, Terrence Cole. So that's kind of where we're at. I'm sure the other candidate probably would have done something with this, but here we are. Anyway, our next marijuana weed moment, the Minnesota Star Tribune. The approval of cannabis regulations this month was a key milestone on the road to the long-awaited launch of the state's legal marijuana market in Minnesota. Minnesota. I was just watching the Golden Girls.
Okay.
Administrative Law Judge Eric Lippman's approval of the rules that will govern the state's legal marijuana industry on April 2nd was one of the final major hurdles the OCM needed to clear before it could begin licensing cannabis businesses in Minnesota. The regulations are set to be published in the state register on Monday, according to OCM spokesman Josh Collins. Once that happens, the rules take effect and the OCM can start issuing business licenses, though they likely won't happen immediately. The OCM has received more than 3,500 applications for cannabis business licenses so far, including social equity and general applicants. Social equity licenses are intended to help veterans, individuals who have been harmed by cannabis probation, and those living in areas of high poverty enter the legal cannabis industry. Lotteries are expected to be held later this spring to award capped license types, while applicants for uncapped license types who meet minimum requirements can proceed with the licensing process without entering a lottery once rules are in place. And that's it for your Weed Corner. Back to you, Joe.
Well, thank you, Anthony, for those informative stories in your Weed Corner. Thank you.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, are you ready, Anthony? It's time for today's fun fact about Chicago.
What is that?
In 1900, Chicago successfully completed a massive and highly innovative engineering project, reversing the flow of the Chicago River so that it would empty into the Mississippi River rather than Lake Michigan. Each year, the Chicago River is dyed green to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. Well, now, wasn't that interesting? That was today's fun fact about Chicago. Just remember, the more you know, and you'll only know by listening to the Joe and Anthony Show.
So,
yeah.
you have assignments.
Oh boy!
So when did Chicago start dyeing the Chicago River green?
In 1962. The tradition began when a group of plumbers discovered a way to trace pollution in the river with green dye, and then turned the idea into a festive St. Patrick's Day tradition. Wow! You know, the more you know, and you'll only know on the Joe and Anthony Show.
There you go.
That would have been a great promo.
Yeah,
holy,
you know,
shit.
Hey, there you go.
I'll mark it.
So anyway, so, well, there you go.
Yeah.
I guess it's up to Roger now.
Oh, shit. Hi, it's me, Roger, your favorite lovable personality unit that likes to shit all over the floor. But today, I'm here to tell you about today's National Day moment, because today, well, actually, it won't be today, if you're not listening today. Oh, bloody hell. Today is April 14th, 2025, and it's Get High All Day, National Gardening Day, National Dolphin Day, National Pecan Day, National Ex-Spouse Day,
and really?
All you looker-uppers who might be
it's
listening out there.
Yet.
It's Look Up at the Sky Day, yay, let's watch Joe twiddle around a small wheel that somehow lets our Anthony push a button that magically lets the bigger wheel spin, spin, spin. Let's. No.
Yes. Twiddling.
And push that button,
Whee.
Anthony.
All right, you giving it a spin?
Yes.
All right, go ahead and give it that spin.
Oh, boy.
Okay, well, that's not the right one.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, no.
There we go.
Oh. Is this the insurance wheel? No.
I
don't think so.
I don't know where the insurance wheel is. I have to find it. We lost the insurance wheel.
We lost the insurance wheel.
We did.
Did we lose our insurance?
Did we add insurance? After I think about six or seven wheels going through the ceiling, I think we kind of lost insurance after that. Betty kept telling me, Betty's like, well, you know, we have real insurance, and she'd show me the certificate, but I'm kind of starting to think that she kind of fraudulently, you know, put the, so anyway,
what the fudge?
Yeah, so let's
Is there a picture?
Is there a picture? I don't know, let me take a look, I should have looked, there might not be. There might not be. You can probably do a Google search on the name.
Oh, yes.
So why don't you Google search the name?
You can
post the picture in the thing once I finish the story. How's that?
You have
your own little Google search going.
Oh.
Tonight's random news story comes from WDEF, the Chattanooga, and tells us about some Florida randomness. A man identified as Daniel was arrested outside an Applebee's in Clearwater, Florida, wearing a pink wig, fake titties, and a pink thong, causing a disturbance while highly intoxicated. Yeah, police found him stumbling in the parking lot, attempting to enter a vehicle that wasn't his. That's kind of normal for Florida. Daniel appeared disoriented and could not answer basic questions about his whereabouts or why he was wearing a pink wig, fake titties, and a pink thong in an Applebee's parking lot. arrested for disorderly intoxication, he was taken to jail and later released after pleading guilty to the misdemeanor charge, with fines totaling $570. Records show Daniel's address near the restaurant. All right, Joe, what'd you find?
Well, I found a picture, but for some reason, I don't know why it's not downloading. It's not downloading.
Can you put
but
it into the picture in the document? Can you fax over a link onto the script there?
I'm trying. Insecure download blocked.
Ooh.
Download insecure file.
Don't do that. No, we don't.
No, don't do that.
We don't want to download insecure files. All right, folks. I think we gotta go to break here. I think Joe fried the system. Joe, I tell you, don't click on him as blinky blinky.
Delete.
No blinky
delete.
Blinky.
Delete. It's
no
deleted.
No blinky blinky. All
it's
right,
deleted.
Folks.
It's deleted.
We'll be back.
Error code 6.
We'll be back after after we sanitize Joe's keyboard.
Closing file.
Hello everybody, this is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne for Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer and Kent Cigarettes and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne for Radio.
Here's big news. With Sears' great low prices every single day throughout the store, you'll find outstanding values like never before. Imagine an AT&T 465 memory telephone, now only $49.99. That's a great low price on a great AT&T phone with the features you want, like 32-number memory speed dialing, line-in-use indicator, and lighted dial buttons. So get to Sears for the AT&T 465 memory telephone, now at the fantastic price of only $49.99. Check it out at Sears, where you get your money's worth and a whole lot more.
Tonight, make dinner special.
Stovetop stuffing.
It's happening all around the house, right about now.
I'd like a Triscuit.
I'd like a Triscuit.
I'd like a Triscuit.
I know my family, and when they'd like a snack, they'd like a Triscuit wafer.
Great with cheese.
Or with a dip.
Neat with jam.
Or just by themselves.
And they really are good.
Triscuit wafers, they're made from 100% natural whole wheat. And that's good, too.
A Triscuit, baked only by Nabisco.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
All right, go ahead and cue the robot.
Hi, Betty here. With all the fun we have around here, why not be a part of the show?
Yeah.
Give us a call anytime at 813-327-8566.
Yeah.
Then, be sure to visit cheyamba.org for our complete broadcast schedule, with shows like Headphone Meditations with John DuBose, or This Way Out, the International LGBT Radio News Magazine, and much more.
He's going to take off, ladies and gentlemen. There he goes. He's going to take off. Oh, my goodness.
Away, Joe. Betty out.
Ah, thank you, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Well, before we get to the news sourced by our very own Chip Skipper, edited by the On Crack Chicago News team, led by Dick White, it's time for your Champa Chicago weather from our very own Finny McGinty's favorite, Chicago's O'Hare International Airport. Well, unless you're listening live, it's not partly cloudy and breezy and 61 degrees. The dew point is 32 degrees. The relative humidity is at 34%. Winds are howling out of the west end of Joe's butthole at 22 miles per hour, gusting to 41 miles per hour. And for you pilot types, visibility will be 10 miles. We've got a butthole flap alert for tonight and all day Tuesday. Tonight, isolated showers after 10 p.m., increasing clouds with a low around 40. Breezy, with a west wind 15 to 25, with gusts as high as 40. Tuesday, isolated showers before 10 a.m. Mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny, with a high near 50. Breezy with a north-northwest wind, 20 to 25 miles per hour with gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. But Wednesday, you can relax your butthole flaps. It should be a nice, calm day, sunny with a high near 55. And that's the weather as it happens around Studio B. Okay, Anthony, press that flashing any key now with even more fiber TM.
Does that mean I'm going to poop myself when I push the button? Okay, here it goes.
And now for the news.
Well, and this is from our friends at WGN. Birthday celebration at a near North Side restaurant took a shameless turn when three women dined, dashed, and bragged about it online. Chicago police are now investigating the incident. What we know. Three women from Rochester, New York, were in Chicago to celebrate a birthday when they left behind a surprise at Soul Vibes 3 days ago. After enjoying chicken wings, Alfredo, and a flight of drinks, the group racked up a tab of more than $200. They then skipped out on the bill, leaving one at a time within 30 seconds of the server stepping away, according to surveillance footage. One woman was wearing a blue wig. The women also inadvertently provided their names and phone numbers when they added themselves to the restaurant's waitlist before being seated. To make matters worse, the trio reportedly posted about the incident on social media, tagging the restaurant and thanking them for the free food. The incident is not the first of its kind. The restaurant owners, who operate five locations, have reported an increase in dine-and-dash incidents, a crime that impacts both the owners and the staff. Labor costs is up to 35%. Product costs are up to 35%. And I used to say the industry used to be an industry of nickels and dimes. Now it's an industry of pennies and nickels. So when you get these dine-and-dash incidents, the consumer who is doing this dine-and-dash might think, oh, it's just $100. You know what? It's hurting the bottom line, said president of the Illinois Restaurant Association, Sam Toy. What's next? A police report has been filed, and Chicago police are investigating at the local donut shop. If the women are charged, they could face a Class A misdemeanor for excessive services under $500, punishable by up to a year in jail and a $2,500 fine. That's good.
The funny thing is, you didn't notice it at first. See, you just kept going. You just kept reading that teleprompter. Oh, my goodness.
So as I ate my delicious pecan Snickers. A Texas lottery player has filed a lawsuit alleging his May 2023 Lotto Texas jackpot was severely diminished by $95 million because a group of lottery retailers and a London-based sports gambling company conspired to rig a lottery drawing less than a month before his win. This is a very interesting case. On May 17th, 2023, this guy from Texas won the Lotto Texas jackpot, which was worth about $7.5 million. Now, Mega Millions tickets rise to $5, or $5 million maybe, but the lottery promises more giant jackpots. However, this guy argued in the lawsuit that the jackpot could have been worth $95 million more had this particular entity, known as such and such, not purchased a winning lotto ticket.
Oh my God.
Jackpot ticket worth $95 million in April 2023, which, you know, they took a risk just like any other group. So I don't know what this guy is.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out there, too. I'm like, dude, someone bought a winning ticket before you. Too bad, so sad. Did they not? Mm-hmm. They always show the jackpot. When you buy the ticket, they show how much the damn jackpot is.
Yeah. And it's by lottery and luck that you got that winning ticket. Anyways, this guy is seeking recovery of funds fraudulently and illegally obtained by the defendants in the case.
How does he claim that they illegally obtained it? How did they rig it?
Because it was a money laundering scheme, and I don't know how many tickets they purchased. It might have been a large number of tickets, but...
I see.
One of them won. But even still, you know, I, as a single person, if I had the money to do so, I could buy as many tickets as I wanted.
Right.
And I might have a chance to win.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Freedom. Freedom.
Mm.
All right.
Mm.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. You eating that thumb over there, ain't you?
Mm.
Yeah. Mm, yeah. That's good.
Let's
ain't
move
it?
On to the next story.
That's good, ain't it? Okay. Okay. We'll move on to the next story.
Ooh, feeders speaking to you.
This is in honors of that delicious Snickers bar I just ate, and this is a weird one for sure.
We all listen to you eat it, Joe. Don't worry.
Paul Broom, a 55-year-old from England, was recently laid to rest in a Uniq Snickers-themed coffin.
Oh, my God.
Known for his quick wit and mischievous sense of humor, Broom had often joked about wanting such a coffin, and his family ensured his wish was fulfilled. The coffin, designed to resemble a Snickers bar, featured the phrase, "I'm nuts," a nod to Broom's playful nature. Broom, originally from South London, was a devoted supporter of Crystal Palace FC. His coffin also displayed the club's logo, reflecting his passion for the team. He had amassed a collection of over 40 Crystal Palace shirts and cherished attending matches at Selhurst Park with his brothers. The funeral procession passed by Broom's favorite cafe in Bognor Regis, where friends gathered to pay their respects. Many wore custom tribute t-shirts and applauded as he made this final journey, according to funeral manager Ali Lego. The family received nothing but positive feedback from those who attended, with many commenting on how personal the touches made the service a true celebration of Paul's life. Broom worked as a care assistant, helping adults with learning disabilities. His family and friends remembered him as one of life's true characters, and his farewell reflected his unique personality.
Wow.
And that's a wrap on Joe's News, sourced by the lovable Chip Skipper and his on-crack Dick White News team. Back to you, Anthony.
That's interesting. So a Snickers right? bar, I mean, if I was going to be nutty, I would have been a Payday. I like Paydays, and they're nutty too. You know, just saying. Just saying. Anyway.
Yeah.
Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome.
Are tariffs getting you down? Has not shopping really. At Five Below turned into feeling like you're shopping at Seven and Above?
No.
Why not stop at Dollar Miscellaneous, where our cheap shit is manufactured by Tanzanian and Milanian children? Avoid the 145% tariff and shop at Dollar Miscellaneous, where a dollar won't get you much without another dollar and probably an extra dime or two. Call us at 813-327-8566. Or just send us an email at playas@cheyampa.org. Just do it. This week on This Way Out, anti-diversity bullies try to bury Paulie Murray's legacy. And in other news, Greece moves to ban gay men from surrogacy access. Russia declares that the Elton John's AIDS Foundation is undesirable. New South Wales is cured of conversion therapy. Victoria hushes anti-queer hate speech. A state judge temporarily blocks Montana's anti-trans bathroom bill. And Utah Republicans ban queer rainbow pride flags in schools and government buildings. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, right after the Joe and Anthony show on Cheyampa Radio. Hang tight, folks. We'll be back in 2 minutes after I find out where that giraffe went.
Cool boy.
Well, you know, sometimes you lose a giraffe around here. It just happens. I don't know why. It just does.
Hi, Daddy here, your Cheyampa Radio host and Roger Wrangler. You are listening to Cheyampa Radio, home of the Joe and Anthony Show. Tune in every Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern.
You're listening to Shoutcast Radio.
I am ready for telephonics, I am ready. I am ready for telephonics, I love telephones, I love telephonics. I love telephonics, I love telephonics.
Please, can you...
Hi, Daddy here, your Shyamba Radio host and Roger Wrangler. You are listening to Shyamba Radio, home of the Joe and Anthony Show. Tune in every Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern.
You're listening to Shoutcast Radio.
I am ready for telephonics. I am ready. I am ready for telephonics. For telephonics. I love telephones. I love telephonics. I love telephonics. I love telephonics.
Please continue to hold. Your call is important to us. Your call will be answered in the order it was received. Currently,
we have 83,565,382.9 calls. Estimated wait time is 35 years. If you would like to have us call you when an operator becomes available, press 1. If not, please continue to hold. This has been a Joe Wisdom production. Background tracks by Kevin MacLeod from Incompetech, incompetech.com.
Ugh, Betty here. I was recently transferred to the Fisher-Price Disney Hybrid Garbage Pail Action Adventure display cases at Kmart, and I hate it. The blue light special cart is never around, and the only customers I get are these weird stinky people that always try to haggle prices when they don't realize we don't haggle prices. You accept the price or move on, jeez. Anyway, make your commute more commutable by listening to me, Betty, on weekday rush hour. But for now, just realize I really control everything around here. So, go grab your bongs, bitches. I have more content coming up for you.
Doobie!
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
All right, why don't you go ahead and cue one of those robotic things? You already did.
I jumped and gone.
What you've really been waiting for, Anthony's world famous crazy.
We are.
But first, go grab your favorite smoking devices, snacks, sex toys, and beverages, so we can get started with Anthony's weather and crazy Florida news. Take it away, the lovable Anthony.
Hi, Anthony.
Oh, yes. Hi. Thank you, Roger.
You're welcome, Anthony.
All right. Let's, we're loading the weather cart right now. Give us a moment. It's taking a while. It runs on one of those old AS400 machines. Yeah, it's kind of old. There we go. All right. There we go. Finally. All right. Before we continue, it's time for your Shyamba weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International KPTA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently fair and 76 degrees. The humidity is 58, and that's actually quite pleasant. The dew point is 60 degrees, and the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, will be clear with a low around 66. Tuesday, sunny with a high near 82. Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 65. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 81 and an excessive amount of typing. Wednesday night will be clear with a low around 60. I didn't know if you were trying to give me a ticker tape background or what. I was just having a click, 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 click. Oh, that was too good. Anyway, so, all right. That's it for your Shyamba weather for Tampa Bay. Now time for some Florida news. Joe, are you there?
I'm here. Hi.
There you are. Hello. Hello. Our first Florida news story of the night comes from Gulf Coast News, ABC Fort Myers, and provides a warning for anyone that's planning on doing some Jewish space laser weather manipulation.
What?
Jewish space laser weather
the
manipulation. It's accumulation of a bunch of weird things. Claims and conspiracy theories. Claims have spread across social media, including from some Republican lawmakers in Tallahassee, claiming that people are trying to manipulate Florida's weather, and now the state legislature wants to make it a serious crime. The white streaks in the sky behind planes are called contrails, which are made up of water vapor from the jet engine exhaust. However, some people fear that those vapor lines in the sky as chemtrails, and many believe that these chemicals are being used to influence the weather. Now, some Florida lawmakers are actually buying into this crackpot debunked story. God. Yeah, right. Save us from weather vapor. People have a lot of kooky ideas that they can get put in and things in the atmosphere to block the sun and save us from climate change. We're not playing that game in Florida, said Governor Ron DeSantis, making it clear that he supports a bill that passed the Florida Senate which outlaws weather manipulation, although there is no hard evidence that this is even happening.
And sometimes it's necessary to seed for rain for farms.
India's been doing it for years, I believe. India or the Middle East, one of the two. Somebody's been doing it. A lot of places have been doing it.
There's states in the north that do it.
Exactly. Despite this, Senate Bill 56 would make it illegal to manipulate the temperature, weather, climate, or sunlight. Violators caught trying could face a third-degree felony, have moose poop thrown at you for good measure, and thousands in fines. Republican State Senator Alenia Garcia bill even calls for setting up a hotline to report suspicious weather activity and your local non-Nazi member.
I see my neighbor looking at the weather app too much. What's going on?
I thought my neighbor was pointing a laser pointer at the clowns. And I think they were trying to make it snow in Fort Lauderdale. My friend Gertha from the Villages told me all about it. She saw it on the internet, and they can change the weather by pointing a laser pointer at it. Yeah.
Let's move on. 97X FM out of Davenport, Iowa brings us our next Florida story news about Floridians behaving badly. According to Clearwater Police, 45-year-old Steven was typing through the script in a neighborhood around 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday when he spotted a lemonade stand operated by several children and one adult. Steven purchased a glass of lemonade, but became irate when he was refused a free refill and discovered moose poop in the bottom of the cup, which did not actually happen. Instead of walking away, police say Steven aggressively grabbed the female victim by the wrist, adopted a fighting stance, and threatened to beat her up. After the altercation, he fled the scene on foot, but was quickly tracked down by law enforcement. During questioning, Steven reportedly admitted to the incident, but claimed his actions were justified because the victim was talking shit to him. The arrest report indicates a lengthy criminal past, including multiple battery convictions, as well as charges for trespassing, drug possession, disorderly intoxication, and assault with a deadly weapon.
This guy's hot.
Yeah, right?
Hot in that sense.
Yeah, right? So, due to his prior offenses, the battery charge against him was elevated to a felony. He was booked into the county jail on a $5,000 bond, that's all, and pleaded not guilty. All right, isn't that great?
Sexy? This is
Florida disturbing sexy. So.
Yeah.
I mean, luckily nothing. I mean, inappropriate things happen, but you know it. But yeah, so it's Florida though. This is what you get. Our final and sexy Florida story of the night comes from News Channel 8 Tampa Bay and tells us about a Polk County assistant principal behaving badly. The Polk County Sheriff's Office said the principal of Lake Marion Creek Middle School reported an incident between Kiva, 53, the assistant principal, and a 13-year-old male student. The student was sent to her office for throwing balled up paper into a classroom. Two witnesses reported Kiva putting her legs across the boy's lap and telling him to rub her feet, since he didn't have anything better to do with his hands, according to the police news report release. Witnesses told detectives she told the student to rub her feet like he loved her, and told the victim that she was doing this so he would know what foreplay is when he gets a girlfriend, according to police. The victim told detectives Kiva called him sexy chocolate while passing him in the school hallway. Kiva initially told the detectives that that was only a joke and that she was just trying to humble the victim. Pasco County Sheriff's Office said Kiva admitted her actions were inappropriate given her job, but denied saying anything appropriate to the student. Kiva was placed on administrative leave pending the outcome of the investigation, but a spokesperson for Polk County Schools said the district is starting the process of terminating her employment. She was charged with lewd and lascivious conduct and lewd offense against the student by an authority figure. And that's it for your crazy Florida news. Ooh. Back to you, Betty.
Betty.
Well, you can thank the database you're tuned into, Shyampa Radio. Come join our kind of fun. We're always looking for unique people and content. Hang out virtually in the studio with these two lovable idiots and don't forget me and Roger too. Call Shyampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566. You can also chat during our live broadcast.
Chat. Visit chyampa.org.
Then scroll on down to the chat room, pick a nickname, and chat. Any way you do it, be a part of our Unique Studio experience.
Yay!
But now, go grab your bongs and inhale biatches. In just a minute, your two lovable stoners are going to start conversing about this, or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes. The plethora discussion segment. Take it away, the lovable Joe and the lovable Anthony.
Hey, thank you, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
And thank you, Ditch Digger, for hanging out in the chat room. Yay!
Refreshing water.
Yes. Oh, so, Anthony, I got some ideas.
All right. Well, we like hearing ideas. Give me some of your ideas, Joe.
My two show title ideas. Episode 310, idea number two, don't click that link, Joe. Or episode 310, idea one, don't manipulate the weather while complaining at the lemonade stand while rubbing some crazy woman's feet.
I like number two. However, let me get the quote here and we'll update it. Let me find it here.
Yeah, because I clicked that link quickly, and who knows what would have happened if I opened that JPEG. I could have unleashed a torrent of tiny little internet worms that could have infected all of my devices.
Yeah, right.
You know, my toaster would have started going on and off at random times, even while it was unplugged. That would have been crazy.
Yes. There you go. There's number two.
Let's see. Don't click that link, sexy chocolate. Ooh, I like that!
There you go. See?
I thought
you would like that.
Okay, so we're going to skedaddle that. And then we're going to skedaddle that. And there we go.
There you go. So our episode title for 310, unless somebody feels like calling, don't click that link, sexy chocolate.
Yeah. So,
you know, titles work.
Then if you do want to give us a call, you can do so at 813-327-8566. Our lines are open for you. So, you know, with all of these tariffs, as has been sporadically mentioned from time to time, lots of things have gotten considerably expensive, and I have to say I'm glad I'm just kind of in a nice neutral moment where I don't really need to, what am I trying to say? Where I need to buy anything new, you know, like the phone is good, the desktop computer is good, monitors are good, GPU is good. For all intents and purposes, even though the fan goes like crazy, the laptop is good. Oh, yeah.
Mine does the same thing. Mine's like only like 10 months old, and it does the same thing.
Yeah.
It's like, it just goes, It just goes crazy.
Mine's a little older. That was a... Mine is a 2022 purchase.
There you go. There you go.
So, yeah, it's an older machine. Yay! So, that's kind of where I'm at with that, you know, and I don't... But you have a lot of industry that need to purchase things, and now it's going to be prohibitively expensive and perhaps even prohibitively impossible because there are certain things that China will not release without special export license.
This is true.
So, you know, some places will not be able to make new phones. There might be a generation of phone that comes kind of late. Because right now I don't think we have...
Introducing the iPhone 17 now without an LCD screen.
Yes.
Use your imagination, kids.
Did your video go away?
Hello. 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 My video's right here.
No, I can't see your video. I wonder what happened.
I'll turn my camera off and on again.
There we go. Something's happening. Oh,
hello.
There's no video.
Hello. Hello. No, well, my video's on and transmitting. I can see you.
Yeah, you're just a big gray block.
Gray block.
A big gray block.
Big gray block.
Encryption status.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to start pushing buttons. We're going to start pushing buttons at the last 4 minutes of the show, right, Joe?
No.
Let's make it all blow up, Joe, right before the end of it.
There's nothing being pushed. It's just a little status thingy that popped up.
I see.
No, I've learned to not push buttons.
Well, that's
pushing
good.
Buttons is bad.
It is bad. Pushing buttons is very bad sometimes.
Yeah, folks.
Especially if you're not sure what they
bad.
Do.
But you know, in some cases though, buttons are good, and they can help the world. Although I think, I don't know if Amazon sells their buttons anymore. Do you think they do?
I don't know. Are there? Yeah, I never really did those before anyway.
You know, where you can get a button, say, for paper towels, and when you need it, you just push the button, and it, like, automatically charges your card.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just see AC keep popping up, and then it goes away, and then it pops up again,
nothing.
And then it goes away.
No
yeah.
Video or anything, huh?
Yeah, you're not transmitting any video from
that's a shame.
From my point of view.
That's
you
a shame.
Probably are, but I'm just not getting anything.
Hey, when that happens.
It's yeah, okay. It's weird.
It's very strange.
The world is weird.
So. You know, technology is weird.
I know.
I tell you, we talk and joke about our place where the internet goes down so much. But, you know, it's part of what happens.
It is part of what happens, and sometimes that's all that life is, just things that happen.
If you have a life experience you want to tell us about, give us a call at 813-327-8566.
As long as your life experience will take less than 2 minutes to talk about.
Tell us in 10 seconds or less.
That was the beat.
Right? Oh boy. Wow, this has been a fun show, a fun day, I gotta say.
Yeah, it's been something. Today was a good day. It was a beautiful day in the city today. It was absolutely beautiful today. Yeah. You know, so many ways it was a beautiful day today. And Mr. Giggles Biff McGinty over there. There we go. What is that again, Joe? Yeah. Exactly. So. There are many beautiful things outside today.
Yes, there was.
There was. So.
Especially that hair.
Oh, my God. But yeah, no, today was enjoyable, you know, even though we spent most of it sitting around your apartment smoking weed, but hey, it was still an enjoyable day.
We had great
day.
Conversation.
It was a very good conversation. It was fun conversation.
We figured things out and got things properly labeled and assembled correctly in the studios here, so.
Seems to mostly be working. I don't know why your Teams does weird shit, but it's what your Teams does, apparently.
As long as we can do audio, because that's what needs to happen.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
I need to hear you. You need to hear me. And hey, you know.
Yeah, exactly. We need to hear. We need to hear those noises that creep through the line.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But wait.
Someone had a lot of dairy today.
Fart, fart, fart.
Yeah, there you go, Roger. Roger's got it. Roger's got it.
Yeah.
But, no, I'm looking forward to better warm days coming through now. It's nice to see spring. I haven't seen spring in many years. And it's kind of nice. And on my way back from the train station today, I noticed a lot more trees were starting to get greener.
Yeah.
Starting to get these little green buds. Things are starting to look greener. Doesn't look like a bunch of dead branches anymore, which is nice. So it's kind of that spring regrowth kind of, you know, breath of fresh air, except for when the allergies kick in. But,
yes.
You know, allergies are allergies. I had them in Florida. I have them here. I just can't escape them. It's life. Life, I guess. So anyway, looks like the ugly lights are coming on, and it turns out that the giraffe was Roger in a costume. I even forgot we were talking about a giraffe. Hopefully he doesn't put down a big deposit, or didn't put down a big deposit, because that thing's not pretty. I'd like to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on a recast later on, or just supporting us in your own special snowflake way.
By the way, I took Roger in, and the vet says that buzzing sound from Roger is normal, and pay it no attention when and if he sparkles funky colors, too. Roger's fine.
Yeah, but what about the cat? The cat was the one that had the vibrating anus. I'm worried about the cat. What's going on with the cat?
I don't know. The cat's been missing for a little while.
Okay, the last time we saw the cat, it was vibrating. That's the problem. That was like a month ago. Oh, boy.
Anyway, we're so glad you could join us tonight for the Joe and Anthony Show.
You can try to make your commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by Betty, starting at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, and Traffic with Toppers starting at 3:30 p.m. Eastern every weekday. Also, be sure to catch Headphone Meditations on Saturday nights, classic radio programming on Throwback Thursdays, Radio Free Labor at noon on the weekend, Hot Dance Mixes from 2 to 6 on Sunday D-Nance.
Yes!
Ooh. And since you know you're already tuned in, why not keep yourself perpetually embellished? In Chicago's best Technic-Q audio programming. That's Shyampa Radio, with extra added perpetual procedures. How do I do this, you ask? Well, it's easy. Just keep any one of your devices forcefully and executively perpetually tuned in to Shyampa Radio. That's right. Maybe it's your fun and feisty dildonic smart speaker with extra added thrust. Or maybe it's your sanitary Bluetooth-enabled commode with easy-to-use bidet and special last splash podcast recall. Wherever you are, whatever the situation may be, just point your favorite device to chiampa.org. Go there now for a complete listening experience.
Yeah. Something. That or the cows will come knocking down and arrest you for listening to this for some reason. So bad it should be illegal.
But
where's we got through it tonight.
We did. That's all that counts.
That's all that counts. We pushed the right buttons, we said the right things, we read the right scripts, which that was a challenge once before.
Yes, it was. Biggie. It was big.
So here we go. And here we are. At the end of another somewhat successful episode with a few listeners, and that's the best we can hope for, and thank you for tuning in, especially if you're listening live. We always appreciate our live listeners, but even if you recast, I know we get a lot of downloads on Radio for All. Thank you for that as well. That's much appreciated that you take your time out of your day to listen to us. But anyway, again, thank you for tuning in tonight and whatever. Check out our blog at shyampa.org. If you're interested in recasting the show, please contact us at playus@shyampa.org. Remember, folks, there are no free refills when you manipulate the weather with your chocolate rain. Chocolate rain. Yes. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for This Way Out with V for Vajayjay.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with a...
This station.
information is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You are listening to Shyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.